The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. Case series: Spinraza improves hand dexterity in SMA type 2 children. Spinraza, or nusinersen, improved fine manual dexterity, the ability to make coordinated finger movements to grasp and manipulate objects, in both hands of 5 children with spinal muscular atrophy type 2 over 1.5 years of treatment, a case series study showed. This study is the first to investigate and demonstrate the effect of Spinraza on fine manual dexterity in patients with SMA type 2, the researchers wrote. Further studies, including larger numbers of patients, are required to verify our findings, the team wrote, but added that it is possible that Spinraza may be able to reduce the gap with the normal fine motor milestone in infants with SMA type 2. The researchers noted that manual dexterity was measured using the Purdue Pegboard, or PP test, which can be added to existing motor assessment tools to provide a more thorough motor evaluation of SMA patients. The study, Improvement in Fine Manual Dexterity in Children with Spinal Muscular Atrophy Type 2 After Nusinersen Injection, a case series, was published in the journal Children. Spinraza is a disease-modifying therapy approved to treat all types of SMA. It works by increasing the amounts of SMN, a protein necessary for the health of motor neurons or nerve cells that control voluntary movements. A lack of SMN leads to progressive muscle weakness and atrophy. Although Spinraza treatment has consistently been shown to improve both gross and upper extremity motor function, tools for assessing the therapy's impact on fine manual dexterity are limited in scope. The Purdue Pegboard test is a standardized tool to measure fine manual dexterity in both hands of people with neurological impairments or developmental delays. The PP test involves picking up pegs one at a time from a cup on top of a pegboard and inserting them into the available holes as quickly as possible. The number of pegs inserted in 30 seconds is considered a measure of fine manual dexterity. Investigators at the Chungbuk National University Hospital in Korea applied the PP test to a group of 5 girls treated with Spinraza who had SMA type 2, also called chronic infantile SMA, which usually is detected between ages 6 to 18 months. The study is meaningful in that it is the first to report improvements in fine manual dexterity after Spinraza administration in patients with SMA type 2, the team wrote. In this group, the age at SMA symptom onset ranged between 12 and 14 months, and the age at diagnosis varied from 2 months to 2 years. The girls were anywhere from 3 years old to nearly 7 when they began taking Spinraza. Spinraza was given by injection into the fluid surrounding the spinal cord at a dose of 12 milligrams on days 0, 14, 28, and 63, or about 2 months. Following the initial dosing, it was given once every 4 months for maintenance. Before applying the PP test, the team examined the children's gross motor function using the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded Version, or HFMSE, before treatment and after 18 months of Spinraza therapy, or at 1.5 years. HFMSE is a 33-item assessment with scores for each item spanning from 0 to 2, and a total score from 0 to 66. Higher scores reflect improved gross motor function. At baseline, HFMSE scores range from 10 to 40 points. After 18 months of Spinraza treatment, scores improved in all patients, from a minimum increase of 3 points to a maximum of 10 points. Although little or no changes were found in standing, walking, running, or jumping ability, improvements in gross motor function were found. These improvements related to more control of the trunk region, including rolling, lying, sitting, crawling, and kneeling. In applying the PP test to the dominant hand before treatment, the children's score ranged from 2 to 7. Compared with others of the same age and sex before Spinraza, the scores were lower in all patients except for one. After 18 months of treatment, the PP scores in the dominant hand varied from 6 to 14, representing a relative improvement of 80 to 225%, compared with the girls' baseline scores. Before treatment, PP scores in the non-dominant hand ranged from 1 to 6, but improved to 6 to 13 after Spinraza treatment. Those changes reflect a relative increase from 60 to 500% compared with baseline. Changes in PP scores from baseline to 18 months confirmed that Spinraza treatment improved fine manual dexterity in patients with SMA type 2, the researchers concluded. Also noting these skills were easy to assess with this test. Simply adding the PP test to the existing battery of evaluation tools may help to provide a more thorough assessment of the fine manual dexterity essential for daily living activities in patients with SMA type 2, the researchers concluded, noting that additional studies with larger patient groups are needed to confirm these findings. The researchers also noted that, because the study only included children with SMA type 2, there is no data on Spinraza's effect on fine manual dexterity in patients with other SMA subtypes.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Recently, I told you about my goals for 2022, but I always like to hear from other people as well. So today I'm reading Ari Anderson's recent article, The Blessings That Spark My Ambitions for the New Year. Here it is. I've recently learned about two kinds of achievements in life. One is when you're up a creek in a bad situation, but miraculously, things seem to resolve on their own. The second is when you have to work extremely hard to achieve your ambitions and charge through whatever life throws at you. If you're fortunate enough for the first to happen, use it as encouragement to fight for the second. When a major problem of mine goes away after I've hardly taken any action, it's like I'm receiving a message saying, "Even though things haven't been going your way, this blessing should give you the hope you need. Now get back to the fight of life." In my last column, I wrote about several of my dreams that were realized in 2021. One of those dreams, becoming a regularly published author, really did seem to fall into my lap without much effort. In September 2020, my mom just happened to be listening to a podcast, linked to her by a friend, that mentioned SMA News Today. I had never heard of the website or its parent company, BioNews. It's not like I was searching for the information. In October 2020, I asked Brad Dell, the Director of Community Content, if there was an opening for another SMA News Today columnist. Brad liked my resume and everything I could bring to the table, but said no openings would be available until 2021 or later. I accepted this because I know there's not much people at a company can do if they don't have resources for a new hire. On the other hand, who wouldn't be disappointed to see a great opportunity come and go? I had just resigned myself to the fact that this is a dead end when the door suddenly opened again. In December 2020, only 2 months later, Brad emailed me saying an opportunity had arisen. Two occurrences allowed me to achieve this: hearing the right interview at the right time, and a writing opportunity opening up earlier than expected. This blessing gave me the encouragement I needed to keep fighting for what I want and sparked the flame of desire to expand my ambitions. I literally dream at night about what I'll do in 2022. In the time it's taken me to write this column, I have already come up with new ideas for furthering my dreams. You'll have to wait until the near future to find out what they are. My advice is not to rely on New Year's resolutions to get you motivated for 2022. Consider how often they're broken. Instead, think about situations when you didn't make a resolution, but things worked out anyway. I realize you may have to think back a bit to remember when doors opened on their own, but these memories can fuel you to fight to achieve more. Together, let's make 2022 the year of ambition. If it catches fire and spreads among lots of people, many communities can get the help they need. Thanks, Ari. I love hearing about how those opportunities fell into place for you and motivated you to achieve even more. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Hey.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.